يلا
يلا.
اوكي So I am Aya Abdouni. I am from Lebanon and I am an environmental activist. And I am also an activist for the youth cause.
On est en train de monter pour aller à Sultan Yaqub El Fawqa. C'est ma village. Je ne vivais jamais là jusqu'aux 2 ans. Quand j'ai arrivé ici, j'ai observé beaucoup les gens et les parents, les grands-parents, les jeunes et les enfants, comment ils se communiquent avec l'environnement, ou bien ils ne communiquent pas. C'est le plus factuel et qu'ils ne communiquent pas. Ça m'a poussé d'être une activiste de jeunes pour leur supporter, car ils savent qu'on doit changer, ils savent pourquoi, ils savent que leur environnement l'a besoin, mais ils ne savent pas comment la faire.
The issues that I have observed in Lebanon is that children are more attached to technology now, which is an issue because they are not aware of their environment. They don't know what to do with their environment. They don't have any respect to it. They don't know how to interact with it. So it's like, they're very rigid. They are like the technology that they use. It's very cold. So If I would say education comes as one of the priority fields to focus on when it comes to raising a certain behavior, changing the mentality of the society as a whole in transition, the education about environment in the house, in the school, and as a society, as a community, is very important because this is what gets us out of the image of the self. It makes it a bit bigger. We start to see ourselves in perspective. We are humans. It doesn't mean that we are alone in the world. We are surrounded by plants, we're surrounded by animals, and we're surrounded by many things that are still being discovered. And we have to be aware of that.
Nous sommes à la maison de mes grands-parents, les parents de mon père.
Bibi, hi Amri.
C'est l'une de mes trois chattes.
Hi, Sue.
Hi, baby. You know how outside looks like. It's very cool. I personally, I love this. Yes. Le paysage, c'est très calme pour moi. Souvent, je m'assois ici. C'est comme tu es dans une autre planète. Pas au Liban. Tu vois combien ce pays a d'opportunités seulement en regardant au paysage qui est plus vert dans différentes topologies, l'espace vide et rempli. Tu peux voir la diversité du pays ici. Et ça me rend calme. Ici, c'est le changement qui est slow. Par contre, à Beyrouth, tout ce que je vois est de blocs de béton.
So, in order to regain consciousness of your own identity, you have to be in contact with the older generation. So what we can do is to ask the older generation to give us their wisdom and to kind of connect these two dots and try to find a way for discussion, a way for common ground there's a lot that they want to say, and there's a lot that we can provide. A discussion platform has to be intergenerational.
Si on peut pas reconnaître les opinions des autres et les respecter, et encore entendre les autres idées d'une manière qui est plus ouverte, on peut pas changer. On peut pas faire une autre un autre pas plus loin. On doit reformer notre mentalité de l'individu jusqu'aux communautés de la société, car on reçoit tout ça comme une communauté, comme une société. On reçoit plus quelque chose individuellement. Les social media sont dans une communauté. Tu vois les networks. Tu fais un share pour un post et tout le monde le voit. Tu ne vis plus seul. Tu es dans une communauté internationale, globale. Alors tu ne peux plus penser que ça fait bien pour moi, alors ça va, khalas. Non. on est forcé d'accepter qu'on doit penser, est-ce que ça va être bien pour les autres? Est-ce que ça va être bien pour mon environnement? Car avec le climat, avec le changement de climat, avec les compagnies qui sont en train d'affecter les agricultures dans une région, de la pollution, dans les politiques sont affectés avec le climat, ils sont reliés. On ne peut plus penser d'une chose et pas d'une autre.
I'm very close to nature. I'm very close to my environment. I'm very close to creatures, animals, insects, all of those things. I just feel comfortable in nature. What I was taught is that I have to be respectful towards the environment that I live in. I have to be respectful with the use and the consumption of the elements that are around me. These, with the advancement of technology, we tend to forget about those things because now everything is faster. Now we want everything to happen today, now, yesterday even. So we like prompt things now. We don't have the patience to do more. We don't have the patience to ask for something that will require time, while actually the change of a mentality, especially in a country like Lebanon and in the rural areas, not even the urban areas. So this will take time, and it is very important for us in Lebanon and the region, also talking about the Asia Pacific. I have noticed that we have forgotten to be patient. We are aware of that we need to change, but what exactly are we going to change? Like, first, what is it that you want to change? Like, there's this specific thing. You can choose whatever you want to change, but start with yourself. Once, it's not like superficial change from yourself. You have to actually understand why you need this change. Why do you want to convey it for others? How is this going to impact others? It can be as simple as, I just want to change to be a better listener. That's it. So every step that we make to change all of the end, it's a long journey. It will take time. We have to be aware that it will take time. We have to be aware that it is not a sudden change. Like, we have to take small steps, sure steps, so that we ensure that we will make those changes in order to lessen the climate change, create more a just world, a respectful people of the world. We have to create a safe environment for all beings.
Et si c'est pas nous qui vont changer, alors éduquer votre enfant pour qu'il soit le changement.
We don't live for one cause, we live for all of them. And I personally feel that the cause for youth is the most important cause because it is always the present and the future. It is not only the solution for now, it is also the solution for the future. And it's not only for the future, it is for now. So with the young people, this is where the opportunity is. This is where the energy is. We just need to support them. We just need to provide the sources for them. We should provide them with the knowledge, the training, the guidance. They have the heart for it. They believe in it stronger than any other generation, and this will always be the case. We have to adopt that, we have to accept that, and we have to acknowledge that, because this is what will create a ripple effect throughout history for the next 100 years.